There's a new campaign to get salt out of the American diet. A leading nutrition group says cutting back on sodium could prevent 150,000 heart attack and stroke deaths a year. But recent research shows it's not a one-size-fits-all message. Some people are much more vulnerable to the effects of sodium than others. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
The office kitchen is a good place to track the high sodium content of processed foods.
I'm opening here a can of home-style chicken. I've got 900 milligrams here, but there are two servings in here, so that's 1,800 for the can.
Toss in some bread, and you exceed the federal government's daily recommendation for no more than 2,300 milligrams of salt a day.
I don't think very many people are paying attention to salt. That's why sodium consumption has gone up in the last 20 years or so.
That's Michael Jacobson of the Center for Science in the Public Interest. He says the nation has let down its guard on salt consumption. His group's campaign wants to bring attention to what they call a silent killer. Sodium can raise blood pressure, which puts people at risk for heart attack and stroke. And he says salt is hard to avoid.
It's not just soup or bread. It's practically every category of food except plain old fresh foods or frozen vegetables that are unsalted.
So the first thing to do is to eat less processed food. In research studies, hypertensive people who were put on diets with lots of fruits and vegetables were able to lower their blood pressure significantly. These people kept their salt intake around the government recommended levels. But here's where the public health message gets tricky. Older people are being asked to cut their salt intake even further. But when researchers got participants in that same study to try that, it made very little difference. Charles McCormick is professor of nutrition at Cornell University.
If you're eating lots and lots of fruits and vegetables, an increase in sodium intake will have a less of an effect.
So the study really got to the idea that it was the overall diet that seems to make a difference?
Well, it did. And it just showed that diet can have a moderating influence on salt intake's effect.
It seems a healthy diet makes the body more efficient at eliminating salt. But diet is only one part of the equation. What's an acceptable level of salt for one person can be dangerous for others.
Everybody has a different ability to eliminate salt that they accumulate in their diet.
Robin Felder is a pathologist at the University of Virginia. He says about 2 in 10 adults are what he calls salt sensitive. This means after eating a high sodium meal, their blood pressure goes up by about 10%, and over time, they can develop chronic hypertension. Unfortunately, there's no way of knowing at the moment which category you're in. There are no definitive tests to identify salt sensitivity.
We're trying to develop a genetic test that you could take, be a blood sample or a cheek scraping, and we could tell you if you have the genes or the propensity for salt sensitivity.
So is there a salt gene, if you will?
Yes. In fact, there's a number of salt genes, and if you have several of them, you would have low level of salt sensitivity, and if you have many of them, then you'd have a higher amount of salt sensitivity.
This test is likely years in the offing, and in the meantime, the broader public health message encouraging lower levels of salt intake will stay in place. It's sensible advice for those most at risk of heart disease. That means the 50% of Americans who are overweight or have high blood pressure. As for healthy folks, it's probably much more important to think overall diet than worry too much about the sodium label. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.